Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass, I'm here with Hayden, and also...
I was going to say hi, but that's fine. You go. And we're here with Danny. You took too long.
We're going to take a break with all the laughter.
You took too long. We're here with Demi Lardner, the very funny Demi Lardner.
Let me do it.
And today we're talking about bulbs.
Yes, we are. It's true. All of it is.
Wait, we're doing bulbs? We're doing bulbs, aren't we?
Yeah, we're doing bulbs. Yeah, it's bulb day. We're getting bulbous.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Well, how do you do that?
I just practice.
Vocal training.
I practice.
What
else can you do?
I don't want to talk about bulbs. My name's Naomi.
Hey.
Yes.
About bulbs. I reckon we've all seen that fact online where people are like, you can put a light bulb into your mouth, but you can't take it out.
You can't take it out. Right. Stupid.
Okay. I think that everyone thinks that they could.
I was about to say that.
So my question to you guys is, how much money would it take for you to actually try? Because you know if it's not big enough, people are going to know that you thought you were special when it doesn't work.
It's a real risk.
But I know we all want to do it. So like it's a tricky amount of money because it has to be like, no, guys, I don't want to.
Oh, no, darn, it's going to hurt.
I don't want to put a light bulb in. It's not going to work.
Is it a specific light bulb? Because there's little ones. You could just
Yeah, I could put an LED in my mouth and take it out.
You know it's a standard filament.
Okay, the standard, the classic light bulb shape.
Yeah, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also think I could do it.
I think I read an article a while ago where a lady was, like, pissed off and trying to, like, sue their kid's friend because they were like... Did you know you Oh, no, actually, I think it was a housemate. And this girl was like, did you know this? And then her housemate tried it. And then he told his mum because he had to go to the hospital because he couldn't get it out. Mum was like, we're suing her for putting the idea in your head.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's funny. We get
and
sued.
That really was putting an idea in his head because the light bulb, right? Thinking.
Yeah, Dang. Good stuff. Whoa,
I'm so many the levels fucking to smartest cunt on earth.
I'm so annoyed because I had the same connection, but I'm not funny enough to put it together in a funny way. I was like, oh, but that's the thing. That's like the light bulbs are like ideas and it's like a head.
So yours didn't go off.
No, mine didn't. No, my light bulb is
Hayden's light bulb is broken because he tried to put it in his
mouth. Hey, what's a light bulb full of?
Light.
Energy. Huh.
But I think it's sometimes it's full of gas, maybe, or maybe they suck everything out of it. It's not just nothing in there.
I think
there's stuff in there.
Is it really stuff?
I think there's
sometimes
stuff.
It's
or maybe
crack,
it's nothing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, if you like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would it be that hard to get a light bulb out of your mouth? Like as in obviously it's in and it's stuck, right? But can't you just smash it with a hammer and just spit out the glass?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Is that so hard?
They don't want you.
So, this is what I've been thinking.
If I had a mouthful of glass, just don't swallow, spit it out. You're good.
I know.
Right?
Just like get someone to get in there with a toothpick. Oh, what's it called? What's it when two toothpicks friends?
Chopsticks.
Tweezers.
Toothpicks friends.
Chopsticks and then tweezers to get the big bits because that's all I was thinking. Because I reckon
there's a bit of Listerine in there. Swish around, spit it out.
Yeah. Maybe like $4,000. I'd
or just
it.
Attach yourself to a lamp.
Yeah, just accept your life as a lampshade.
You're a lamp now. You're a lampshade. That's your new job.
Yeah, my whole head is the lampshade bit.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think if you were to attach yourself to a lamp with the bulb in your mouth, do you think you'd have enough like room in your mouth to spin the globe around to spin it in, or would you have to walk around in
I
circles?
I think I would just shut my mouth and turn and then open. And then spin back and then shut my mouth and turn.
Nice. See, screw it in with my tongue, I think I would just walk around in a big circle around the lamp.
Yeah, I have a friend who eats, she's like a circus freak and she eats light bulbs.
She's a freak.
She does that. She does it. She's a comedian as well, but she is, she does the whole light bulb eating thing and like sword swallowing. And
what do you
shit.
Mean by the whole light bulb eating thing?
Yeah, can you elaborate?
Well, have you never seen freaks do that at freak shows and stuff?
I don't think, do freak shows still happen? I thought they were gone. What's happening? No, so what's a modern freak show look like? So,
her name's Abigailia, and she's, she just was like a, comedy person who also did a bunch of circus freak shit. And she
she's
just
a comedian
like,
who happened to be a freak.
Yeah. I mean, yes. But also, like, she just, like, would go on stage and be like, anyway, I'll tell you guys jokes, but I'm also going to eat this light bulb. And I was like, what's the trick to that? And she was like, nothing. I just eat the light bulb.
Like an apple.
Like, yeah, pretty much. She doesn't eat the metal bit, but she eats all the glass.
Huh. What? How does it,
how does she live?
I don't know. She chews it up and then I guess shits out little pieces of glass.
And so, blood.
Yeah, that would just, throughout her whole body would be little cuts.
Isn't that how you kill dogs? You, like, crush up glass and feed it to
them? Oh, there's a lot of ways to kill dogs.
Isn't that the classic way that people kill dogs?
I thought the classic way was you had a neighbor poison them.
Yeah, or chopped up glass.
I've never heard of the chopped up glass
one. Yeah, that happens all the time.
So she can survive a dog's death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She
well,
maybe,
but so can
I
can eat chocolate. I mean, you know.
It's a good way to find out that you're not a dog.
It's a good test,
Yeah. It's like the Turing test.
but for wolves. Are you
Why
a dog?
Wouldn't you? But they make fake glass that's made of sugar.
Yeah, they do. It's called sugar glass, in fact.
Why would you?
I don't know.
Trick.
Yeah.
Why be a freak when you could be a magician?
Maybe that's the maybe that is what they're doing, and they just don't want to.
Yeah,
say
maybe
that.
Your friend's lying to you.
Maybe she can't be a magician because like she's allergic to like the smalls of women's backs, and so
and
she's
eyeliner.
Like, no, there's too much baggage along with magicians. I'll blow up. One time, speaking of sugar glass, my friend Mark was doing this show. This is like 10 years ago. He was doing this show for Adelaide Fringe, and he had a part in his show that he needed like sugar glass bottles for, but he way over ordered them. So we had like 100 spare sugar glass bottles left, and they were expensive. So we just went out into the parking lot outside of the Rhino Room and just had a glass bottle fight. And a bunch of people called the cops.
That's so
well, yeah,
funny.
That makes sense.
And now that I think of it,
I would, if I saw people beating each other up with glass bottles, I'd be like, okay, I maybe want to get some presents in here
now
to break it up.
That's probably enough.
Piffing
yeah.
them like snowballs. But were you guys like laughing at each other too?
Yeah, it was just kind of like, but it was so, because it was so fun, but also we were like, this is fucked. We're just like smashing them over each other's heads. That we're like, smash. And so it does kind of make sense, I guess.
Yeah, it would have been, that would have been very scary. To see.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But it's Adelaide, you know.
Yeah. Never mind then.
Just going back to freaks, I was thinking the other day that you know how there used to be a big thing for freaks to put a nail up their nose and hammer it into that cavity?
Yeah.
I think about if your life was that, it's your whole income is gone because now everyone knows. You can like with COVID test, you can that bit goes real deep. And we all know that now. The trick's ruined.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually another one that my friend Abigailia did. She used to,
but you can't do it anymore because everyone's it's just the same as a COVID test. It's just it's a nail.
Yeah.
And your tetanus, sharp instead
I guess.
Of soft.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a rusty nail. You get a freshie.
Yeah, but it would be more impressive if it was.
Yeah, I'm going
to. That's what they're going to have to start doing. I don't know, guys. I guess I'll just go hit myself with a train. Is that going to impress you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the freaks are doing these days.
What do you think you could do in a freak show? What do you think you could bring? What's your freak talent? You call it a talent?
I mean, I can pick my nose with my tongue. Look at this.
Whoa, show me right now. Yes, she's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she picked a big
Ribbon
one.
It.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty good, I guess.
That's
Does it taste like something when you do that? Do you have a taste for that? Does that.
I just
you have a
nickel.
Taste for it.
I'm just licking my nose ring.
Oh,
gross.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I have many other talents. I can do the crazy frog pretty pitch perfect, but that's not.
Can't you do
popcorn
as well? They could
just play a recording of that.
Can you do popcorn as well? What's
yeah, popcorn
you can
is the one that goes pop pop chicka 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 bow wow chip chip chew chip chip chew whoop whoop.
Very good. Put that next to the bearded lady.
That's freak. Yeah,
that's freak shit.
I don't know if I have any talents. I think I reckon I could eat a heap of raw mints and make it look pretty fucked.
cannibal girl or something.
Yeah, like if I set it up inside of someone else's clothes or something and it made it look like I was eating
a human man.
Yeah, eating a human man.
Mm. I did find a video the other day that I took of you because you were like, do you know there's like a trick, there's a really easy way to twerk?
And you
showed me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to video you doing this, but cry while you're doing it.
I remember laughing and it was very funny. And then you went to show me the video and then you were like, I can't post this anywhere because it makes me look like I've forced my friend to do something awful.
So it's just for me. I just have it now for my own use.
What's the trick? Is the trick shake your butt?
No, it's similar to like the crybaby. It's pretty much the crybaby. But if you are lying, if you're planking the ground.
What? That's so much lower than I thought you'd have to start.
Yeah, you have to start
doing a plank. Okay.
Okay, start doing a plank and then lift one of your knees up to the side. So like toward your armpit. And like try and keep your foot closer to the other leg. So you're
listeners can't see, but I'm doing this as you're saying.
Yeah.
And he's got perfect form.
Thank you.
And then what that will do is it will raise whatever leg you lifted up toward your armpit. It'll raise that hip a little bit off the ground.
Oh yeah, I can see it is.
And what you're gonna want to, and then you can like prop your head up with your arm or something. You can
like
you
this?
Don't have to keep your
like this,
yeah
guess?
Perfect
yeah.
perfect
like that.
Stuff.
That looks yeah no that looks great.
So. Prop your head up on whatever, look towards your audience. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is with the hip bone that's touching the ground, you just want to like tap it on the ground.
Okay, yeah. Like this. Boom, 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 boom.
There he goes. Boom,
wait,
oh my God.
Hang on,
boom,
can you just put boom, put boom, your mic close boom. To your butt cheeks?
Okay.
There he goes. There he goes.
Wow. Good at that.
That is an easy way to do it.
What that does by like just focusing on like you're not shaking your bum, you're literally just like hitting your hip bone on the ground.
Mm. Yeah.
It will in turn make everything shake. And because you're not tensing any muscles or like doing, because a lot of people when they try and make things jiggle, they try very hard and it makes their muscles tense, which is the opposite of what you want from a jiggle.
Yeah.
So if you want to make jiggle, you got to get loose.
There's some really good videos where you like, you see people twerking and they turn on the like infrared or whatever and you just see a bunch of farts fall out of their butthole.
Wait, what?
What? No, you don't.
Are
that's
you
not true.
Infrared can't pick up a fart.
Farts can't.
Oh, wait, the heat. Sorry, heat sensor things.
Yeah. So you're seeing,
can
like,
heat sensors pick up farts?
Yeah, well, they just pick up temperature.
Yeah, dude, because they're warm out of your butthole.
So you're saying that if you're twerking and you're looking at thermal imaging, farts fall out of your butt and you can see it. With
yes. You haven't seen, I've looked up a lot of thermal imaging fart videos, but I was like, I bet it happens a lot when people twerk, and I was right.
No. Wait, you're saying it happens a lot or it happens every time?
I've seen a bunch of different people trying it because they're like, I'm not going to fart. And then they take the video.
And you're like, wow, a fart fell out of my butt. Wait, is it a fart falling out or is it just you like pushing out some warm
like
air between?
Air. Like, is it a beef?
That's what a fart is, you psychopath.
Not from the butthole, from like the gooch area.
I don't
it's like
think
a
the gooch
queef.
Holds that much air.
It's not a gweef. I don't think you'd heat up the air too much. Maybe it's a beef. Like it'll heat up.
It's a beef.
If you suck in
beef?
The air into the hole and it heats it up and then you push it out.
Do you know who does that is Mr. Methane. He has like a technique. It's not all just one fart. He's like, you can see him
can
sucking
suck
in air while he's doing his fart songs.
Oh. Hayden used to do a trick when we were kids.
Oh, yes.
Hayden used to be convinced that he could convert a burp to a fart.
I could. It would just take quite some time.
He'd like, because he just worked out how to fake burp or like, for, like you know, make yourself burp when you suck in
air into your stomach. Yeah.
So he'd be like, wait, do his little burp. I can't do it anymore. And then be like, wait. Well, it'll come. And then you just have to wait till he farted next.
It's a good trick.
That's
work
so
every time.
Good. I got a job once by being able to do a really good fake burp.
Oh, yeah.
As a children's entertainer, because I was in this show called Mr. Snotbottom's Stinky Silly Show.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend Mark Trenwith was Mr. Snotbottom, and we had to have a burping competition halfway through the show.
Is this the same Mark that piffed bottles at you?
This was the same Mark, yes.
Oh,
this is the Mark. This was Bottle Mark.
So
yes.
His name was Mr. Stinky. What is it?
Mr. Snotbottom.
Mr. Snotbottom lost you in a parking lot, and the cops were called.
Okay, so that was for his adult show. This was different.
All right, kids. Now I'm going to glass Mrs. Stinky. I already forgot what your character's name was.
My name was Flem.
Phlegm, of course.
We would drink a Coke and then have a belching competition like halfway through the show. And then like for the rest of the show, you just heard kids just burping as well, just sort of like little, like a barn full of frogs. You just heard the little chirrups of these children
it's
being like,
it's like a yawn. Burps are contagious. I see someone burping like, so yeah, I need to burp too.
Yeah, it's really cute. That show I feel like started a lot of bad behavior in a lot of children.
Good.
But it gave the parents like an hour of like rest.
Yeah, you gave some kids ADHD that day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I decided I don't have ADHD anymore.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing this cool thing. I'm still taking the meds, but I don't have it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that's just for fun. Taking the meds for fun is cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
and
cool
it's
and
not
trendy.
Medicine.
So you're like, you're like a drug addict.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Like she could stop at any time. She'd literally forget to take them. No, congrats on being normal-fied. I don't know.
Congrats on being normal, yeah.
Yeah, going
yeah,
normal.
I've been telling people, I'm
committing
normal,
to the bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have stickers and t-shirts now. They're available at sanspantsradio.com/shop. May I suggest the Get Shot by a Real Astronaut in Hot Pink? It goes with literally every outfit. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
What else?
I get tired.
What else is funny?
Oh, do you want to know some facts about bulbs?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So I was trying to find out what a bulb even was because, like, how you would define a bulb. Obviously, like, by that shape, but it's bulb, like light bulbs are something we'd name from the plant bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Plant bulbs are little food sacks for the plant.
Oh. Yeah.
Animals and plants do this thing where they go, like, dormant for a bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So the bulbs are little food sacks for when the plants go dormant so they can feed themselves. And I was like,
so
oh.
Isn't the bulb?
I mean, that's nice, but then where's the plant bit of it? Is it just at the top and then the bulb is well, got its food in
so,
there? Or?
So
isn't
the plant
there two,
goes
there's two
out
kinds of,
it. Of
bulbs, I think. There's the bulbs, oh. Is the underground bulb, and then there's also the flower bulb when that becomes a flower. Are there two bulbs, oh. Cass?
I think that's a bud. Flower bud?
Oh
yeah,
bud.
Yeah,
so but people say bulb, though, don't they?
They flower bulbs are the things you plant.
Oh, interesting.
So then I guess it's just like there's a seed up the top of the bulb that is going to be the plant and then feeds itself with the bulb?
I think that,
or,
well, the
yeah,
seed's
I think
already,
the seed's right at the bottom. There's like at the base
wait, no,
of the bulb.
Wait, no, but wouldn't it already be past seed phase? Because it's not just a seed?
Yes, yes.
It's
yes,
already grown
yes.
From a seed. It's grown.
Yes.
So the seed grows a bulb, then the bulb grows the flower.
And then the bulb is full of the food for the,
yeah.
Like when a butterfly turns into goo.
Yeah.
No, other way around.
Yeah. No, a butterfly would turn into goo.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually everything turns to goo.
We're all goo.
Yeah.
I was watching a video the other day of a person that's like, they like articulate bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And they like had this, what are they called? The ones that, I think it was like a stick insect. They have wings, don't they, on their
yeah.
back?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe not all the time. Maybe they like evolve into it. I think when they're babies,
yeah.
They don't. Or maybe
well,
different
it might
types.
Be one of those know. Things where it's just like the lady ones have,
yeah,
have
something
wings.
Like that.
Probably
yeah.
Something like that. And, like, they were, like, articulating this bug and they were like, yeah, it was a treasured bug that somebody sent me in the mail because they loved this bug so much. And I just can't imagine having my dead pet around the house. I think it would be kind of cool, but, like, ew. What if I'd, like, had my, like, when David died, what if I had him articulated and just,
like stuffed put and somewhere? Stuff.
I think that'd be.
Yeah.
Do you mean articulated, like, spread out in a frame?
I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, that's
a bit. That's, what if we're talking about a cat, that's a bit fucked. When it's a bug, maybe.
Okay, what about alternatively, instead of having him articulated, instead of having him stuffed, have him turned into a little rug for Norm?
Oh, that's way worse.
I mean, it would be really bad, but that would be so
That would be
nice.
Cool, turning into a little, like, yeah, one of those classic rugs where the head is still full of stuff and with its mouth open.
Yeah, like a tiger or a bear or something. Yeah.
When I die, can you do that to me?
Yeah, sure.
Come on, rip me open, maybe fully nude.
It'll be
stuff
really
the
convenient.
Head and the cheeks.
Yeah, it'll be really convenient because the way that you're going to die is one of us is going to run over you with a steamroller, from the toes up to the neck, and then we stop. And then
my guts
rug.
Will throw up, they'll squirt out my mouth like a tube of toothpaste, so you won't have to do all that much anyway.
God, the cleanup takes care of itself. We'll just get a hose for the rest.
Yeah, you're going to be like a big toothpaste bottle.
We'll get one of those. Instead of a steamroller, we'll get one of those little zigzag windy things that, like,
that's a really good
one of those
idea.
Life
yes.
hack bits? Yeah, absolutely. That'd do me. There was a guy that turned his cat into a drone. And he was flying his cat around. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
So basically, it was a similar thing to the rug. He sort of had his, because it was a drone that had the four propellers, like that standard sort of cross-looking drone. And just each leg went on a drone and his head was sticking out and he flew his cat around. And his cat was flying around.
His cat could finally chase the birds.
Mm.
There's a video of a cat on the top of a...
volcano?
Yeah, and it is not happy. But it's got a cup in front of it and it's slowly pushing it. But there's a video of it's like one of those really small like two-person planes, like a really tiny plane.
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
Yeah, and the cat is just like up on the wing like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like there's like this dashboard video, but going into the cabin and just you see in the corner a cat just crawling out of some hole and it's just
and
like, on the outside of the plane, on the wing.
On the outside and like, holding onto the wing. And I was like, oh, this is so stressful. And then they land the plane again and the lady looks up and is like,
I think they're his first,
cat just
don't
gets
they?
Off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good fuck. There's one there with the snake on the plane too. That's not I don't mean the movie. I mean that wasn't a stupid joke. There is a video where there is a snake on like one of those small planes of the wing. That's also
yeah. And somebody because it's not as big of a plane, someone will be like, man, I'm sick of this snake on this plane.
I'm a little bit tired.
Kind of bummed out.
Snake on this plane.
I'd rather not.
You showed me a snake one time, Cass, that was just on you when we were chatting.
Yeah, yeah. His
I
name
loved
is
that
Crikey.
Snake.
Oh, that's that's the snake we grew up with.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
How old is the snake?
Oh, he's very old. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We named him Crikey when Steve Irwin was still alive.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and I was like maybe 5 or 6 when I named him, so... You know,
but that's so it's fine.
Mm.
Oh
it's
yeah,
good.
He's still kicking. He's doing well.
He's so old that he can't shed his skin properly anymore. So he comes in patches, and it's gross.
It's not gross. We all shed our skin in patches.
That's true, especially me. I've got terrible skin.
Oh, I would
thoughts on Milky Foot.
What
Milky Foot? You done one?
What? Hang on, say again.
Milky Foot. Do you know about Milky Foot?
Oh, God.
Danny, no, what Milky the fuck is Milky Foot?
It's possibly the grossest thing anyone can do with their time.
It isn't. It is simply a little sock full of acid that you put on. You leave it on for an hour, and then over the course of the next 10 days, all the skin on your foot falls off, and you're left with baby smooth foot skin.
It's so yuck, Demi. It's the grossest thing I've ever
seen. It's
so bad.
No, it's good. You think it's yuck, and then you feel how smooth your skin is. I did have to vacuum a chair from all the shedding my foot did one day.
Yeah, doesn't it come off in like sheets?
Oh, sometimes, and then sometimes it comes up in big chunks, and sometimes it's like I sit cross-legged in office chairs, and then
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And I guess dragged my foot along one, and then it just came up like a little dust. So then I had to vacuum my seat.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it's cute to like leave a little cast glitter around the place.
Yeah, you were like a dry slug.
Yeah,
you are like a slug.
Yeah, just leave a little trail. I recommend it. Really good stuff.
Look, I'll try it. You've recommended it, so now I got to do it.
You do. That's how recommendations work.
Because we were shedding stuff. Did I ever show you a picture of my spider that I had for a bit?
No.
So I found this in our old house. This huntsman, like, came out of a one of the plant pots that was empty and ran up my arm. And I was like, oh, and just was very surprised at my reaction. I was like, huh. And then, like,
well, you just kept you like, cool and just.
Yeah, because well, I done. Quite like spiders, but I don't particularly like them on me. But I yeah. think I was just like.
Right.
Why did this happen?
See, that's the reaction that I thought I would have because I'm sort of fine around spiders. But then one time I walked through a spider web. I was walking with my friend and I walked with one of those St. Andrew's cross spiders. Like it was like one of the – it sort of sits in an X. Anyway, I walked through it and the spider was on me and I just froze and went like a giant baby. And I'm
usually
like,
I think I would do that. But I think because it was – I was sort of worried that it would happen, that would happen if I touched these things out on our balcony. And then it did, so I was like, oh, that seemed unlikely.
Yeah, it's one of those things like where you're like the general, you not just you, but like your brain's like, oh, okay, well, here's the worst case scenario. You're like, sure. Yeah.
And then it happened and it was fine.
Exactly that.
That never happens. That
exactly. So I was so confused, I think, that it had happened that I was like, oh, okay.
Am I in thoughts right now? Is this an intrusive thought happening?
So I just kind of like, I went inside and like got an empty olive jar and put her in there because I noticed like when she was on my arm, she only had 5 legs.
And I was my God, like, out of 8? Man, that's a lot
fucking
gone.
Die. Like, you're going to die if I leave you out here. So I put her in this olive jar and I got a couple of crickets for her to eat and stuff.
Where did you what do you mean you got a couple of crickets?
I went to a pet store and got a couple of crickets.
So you're like, well, now I can catch bugs.
Does a huntsman eat a cricket? Wouldn't a cricket be too big for a huntsman?
The sound crickets are really, really small you can get.
Fuck yeah.
Because they have like sort of different sizes of them at the pet shop, or at least the one that I went to.
Yeah.
And then after like a week and a half, she was just hanging out in this thing that I'd put like holes in for her. And then I named her Paul because my friend Paul saw it and he's American because I think I posted it on Twitter and he just wrote, no. And I wrote, I've named her Paul. And he was like, don't do this. And also it was Paul F. Tompkins. So if you imagine Mr. Peanut Butter saying that about a spider, that's pretty nice. Then I walked in one day and I was like looking in at Paul and I was like, there's 2 spiders in there. What the fuck has happened? And then like looked closer and realized like one was upside down and the one that was upside down had 5 legs and the other one had all 8. And I realized she'd shed her skin and grown her legs back.
Oh my God. I did not know that was an option.
I didn't know spiders could grow them back.
Bro, it's crazy. And I looked it up and it was like, yeah, if they're young enough, they can just like grow their legs back when they get injured. And so I was like, fine, I'll let you go then.
Were they weird little baby legs or were they
full
grown legs?
No, they were like just full on like fucking legs.
Ah, full on fucking legs.
Full on fucking legs have so many bits to it. They've got like 3 bits to them, don't they?
Yeah, but I guess just because, I mean, I probably didn't notice them growing for a bit. And then when she'd got them back, she was like, all right, I'm done with this. And it just looks like a whole spider. Like recently, same with crabs. Recently, I have a Google alert for crab news, and there was there are these crabs that when they shed their shells, they make massive piles of themselves in the ocean, and they're like as tall as probably a me-sized person.
Wow!
So like, and they do that because the ones on the sorry, go on.
No, nothing. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Hayden was positing that if the crabs' piles were as tall as you, they would be say 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I was burning you. It was a slam.
You dog. and then the ones that shed their shells first go in the middle while they're shedding them and they're like protected by the outer crabs and then they kind of they sort of swap around so that there's usually only a couple of like crabs on the outside that are protecting them because so that the inside ones can sort of harden up a bit and then go on the outside and they'd like take it in turns.
Yeah.
But then they just leave their fucking full-on shells in piles so they're like carpeting the ocean and then they all wash up on the beach and it's a big fucking crab graveyard.
Cool.
Looks really gnarly.
I love that.
That would be like, it wouldn't be a graveyard because they're not dead. Does it look more like?
But it looks like it's just like thousands of dead crabs.
It's like hairdresser's floor equivalent?
Yes.
Like all the hair sweeping up.
I always wanted that to be my job. I always, when I was a kid, I was like, I wonder if there's a way that I can just like go to the hairdressers and just be the one that sweeps the hair. I don't know why I wanted to do that so bad.
But if hair's all made of keratin and we found ways to break plastics down into their parts and recycle them.
Yes.
Could we do the same with hair? Like if we collected all the hair, could we like...
We'd like melt it
melt
down?
Melt it or like do some sort of blending process to break it down to its finest parts and then...
I wonder, because I know that it does degrade because you can just put it in compost and stuff. Yeah. But I wonder if there is a way that you can just like, you know, like compact it maybe and then like turn it into shoes or some shit.
Harvest it, like recycle it.
Well, I know. Back in the old times, they used to use horse hair in like roofs and stuff. They like mix it with like a plaster thing and make it really hard. So you could do that.
Yeah, true.
I don't know if you need to melt it
down. You know what you could do with them? Is a sustainable thing that they do. If you've ever watched, there's a really good episode of Grand Designs about this, but they make a cob house.
A cob house?
No. Like corn cob?
It's just called cob because what they do is they get like a bunch like a salad. Like hay and I think it would probably work with hair, but they get like hay and sticks and then mix it together with like mud. Then you just stamp it down. You literally just get a bunch of people, you just stamp on it and slowly build up. It's like the original 3D printing, basically. Oh. Just like do it in layers. It's fucking cool.
Wonder.
Is that a mud brick as well? Is it also called a mud brick house? What's a mud brick?
I think mud brick houses are like, the bricks are like are made they of are mud. Actually mixed with. With clay, right? And then fired in a kiln?
I
feel like?
With what Jemmy's talking about, you're just stomping them down. With these ones, they're actual bricks.
Yeah. So this is just like you're just stomping it down layer after layer, legit like 3D printing and going in a big circle and then it turns into a whole house. And they just make these cottages and they made a fucking huge version of it for Grand Designs and then I think the guy's wife left him.
Yum!
That's a lot of episodes of Grand Designs, though. They're like, it's going to take 6 months, and then 12 years later, Kevin MacLeod comes back, and the guy's gone completely grey.
Would you guys like to hear some bulb facts?
Yes, bulb facts.
You mean bulb history.
Oh, sorry, bulb history. That's what I mean.
Every episode we get confused.
I was going to do the history of the light bulb. But I read two sentences about the history of the light bulb and I got so bored that I got angry about it.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that sounds so fucking boring.
It was
but
like,
I wanted
it's
you
thought to be Thomas Edison, but actually it's a much more nuanced and long and boring question. I'm like, oh, fuck off, shut the fuck up.
And then you know like half of it's going to be all about how, you know, I didn't find out 10,000 failures. I simply found out 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
Yeah.
Suck
and all that
me.
Sort of stupid.
Just suck me.
But I think also he didn't steal it. He stole it or he didn't. I don't You know what? I don't care.
As if
care.
We weren't all and, trying back then. Who cares?
From now, I'm vetoing this. No more light bulb talk because it sucks. Yeah. So here's the history of garlic, one of the most famous bulbs. The etymology, so the way that we got the word for garlic, means spear, which is gar, and leek, which means leek. So it's a spear leek.
No sense because leeks are longer than garlic is.
Yeah, that sort of did perplex me a little bit too.
When garlic grows.
Yeah, but so same with leeks.
Yeah, but it's like a thinner leek.
But leeks, are more spear-like than garlic is.
No, they don't. Leeks have the...
No?
At the top.
They have a at the top.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, think of Farfetch'd. Yeah. Farfetch'd is holding the leek.
Really quick, I have to show you guys a video and maybe we can use this for like the next episode or something. But after this, I need to show you the guy that makes like he makes insane – doesn't make it. He fucking grows it. He's a farmer. He grows like insanely huge bulbs of garlic and no shit, like meter and a half long carrots.
Whoa. Oh, bro. I think you can say meter and a half long garlics. Yeah. I mean, that's still – that's a big, pretty big carrot, I guess.
meter and a half is my height.
Fuck.
Yeah, they're really
you're
long
tiny.
Carrots.
Actually, no, that's Demi's height.
That's my height.
Oh, so that's nothing. So it was like, that's not
I'm
much bigger than a regular
just
carrot.
Just over a meter and a half.
Yeah.
I think, I'm...
You're taller than me.
Yeah. I think I'm 159.5. I'm 160. I'm basically 160, which is basically 5'3". So...
me and Tom were seeing this couple's therapist, and I'm so in love with her. And she, I already told
okay,
you about
well, there's
her,
the first
cast.
Problem.
So what do you want to talk about? Well, I'm in love with my therapist.
Well, actually, and I always feel like I have to say this because it's so loaded when you're like, we're seeing a couple's counselor. But it was literally just because we're like, our relationship rocks and there's like one or two things that maybe one day will be problems.
Yeah.
So we're
I think that's a good idea. Go to therapy before you need to go to therapy you save a lot of problems.
Literally, that's don't want to have to undo something when you could have just not tied the knot.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's just really good. And we're like, yeah, we want to keep this relationship like sick. So yeah. That's what we're doing. Her name's Melinda. She is so fucking sick. But she laughed in my face because I wear platform sneakers or like heeled sneakers. Mm-hmm. And I went in there and she wasn't wearing sneakers, but she was like talking about how short she is. And she was like, how tall are you? And I was like, just under 5'1". And she went, like that in her loud Italianness. She's a perfectly Italianular woman. Wait, I just realized you can stop at Italian.
Yeah, Italian.
I turned it into being about circle.
Yeah, it's perfectly circular, but perfectly Italian.
Italianular. Please go on about the garlic.
They first started using it in Mesopotamia. Which mm-hmm. I feel like every time we do history on a history segment, it always leads back to Mesopotamia.
Yeah, that's
or the
where
Sumerians.
Most stuff happened.
Because that's the fucking old one, you know.
But they used to use it in like traditional medicine to treat snake bites, insect bites, arthritis, and the chronic cough, and also parasites. Yeah.
Well, they used to use it. It was like it would always be like garlic, and then like Pliny the Elder came along, and he was like, "Yeah, but what about garlic?" And fucking wine.
Oh, yeah.
And then after Pliny the Elder, they were like, actually, cocaine. That's the... Yeah, exactly. I was going to say. And then they were like, but what if it was more fun?
It's funny because I'm pretty sure, now I could be wrong, but I think if you got bit by a snake, I don't think the garlic's going to do much.
Well,
But it must do something because they kept doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it
I
must
think
get
that's
some
the thing.
Results.
But if you didn't have any other things at your disposal.
Yeah, but I think, but surely, because when you're back in the old times,
you're
just trying everything.
Yeah, I'm having a crack. Yeah.
And so you get bit by a snake, hey, munch on this garlic or rub it on the wound. I don't know what they did. And then they
put us somewhere
to die. Do you know
what it was? I can tell you exactly why they kept doing that stuff.
Why?
Right? Because this is a whole thing about like medical history and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of thing where sometimes a snake would bite you that wouldn't be as poisonous and you would have gotten better anyway.
Yeah.
So then they're like, put garlic on it. That worked.
Yeah.
So they do it.
You're right.
Like,
you're
just
totally
keep
right.
doing it. It's just like a weird fallacy.
It
that,
works
you know,
sometimes when the snake is not a venomous snake.
Yeah, but if you, yeah exactly.
That's the thing. If you got bit by a snake and your options were do nothing or do the thing that worked for some people.
Oh, yeah, give me the garlic.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
Let me put a whole clove in there it. Like I'm stuffing meat.
Stuffing meat. Yeah, you're like a Christmas ham.
Oh.
Shove it in there. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass. And Demi, where are we finding you?
Oh, yeah. I've got a podcast called BigSoftTitty.png with my partner Tom. Mm. I also directed his show. It's called Javelin. And,
oh, didn't they direct it?
Yeah, I directed it. And it's in London and Edinburgh in the next little while. I don't know when this is coming out, but like if you get a chance to see it, you should see it because it's really great.
Yeah, he'll be
and
in
then,
Edinburgh now, I think.
Yeah, he's there now.
He's there right now.
He just got there.
Go see it. And then I'm also like in a cartoon. It's called Koala Man. So mm-hmm. listen to that.
With Hugh Jackman.
The episode, yeah, really weird. The episodes that I mean, I think all of the episodes. But just look out for the. I think she's 14. She's like a 14-year-old, real piece of shit. So that's
our
how
girl.
I got the job. anyway, and I'm doing stand-up, so whatever.
Oh, sick.
Oh, where's your stand-up?
Oh, and Twitch streaming. Oh, for fuck's sake, I got so much going on.
I know.
But I'm streaming at twitch.tv/Demi Lardner, and I'm also just doing gigs all around because I'm having fun again.
Yay! Now that you don't have ADHD, you can have fun.
Yes.
Is that offensive? That's fine to say, isn't it?
<It's fine.
laughs> There we go.
Well, it's not offensive to her. She doesn't have it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you actually not. You actually can't speak on that because
yeah,
you don't have it.
Yeah, that's you're not informed on this topic.
All right, bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.